This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro plus tax, for a limited time and subject to change. Max one offer per account.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Welcome in. It's time for another edition of the MLS Six Pack on the SDH Network. I'm Jason Longshore. We've been busy for a couple of weeks. We're back for the busiest Saturday in MLS history. 15 matches all played on the same day, all 30 teams playing during a packed match day number 9. Now, a little bit different kind of edition of the six pack today because I am out on the road with Atlanta United playing in Philadelphia tomorrow night, Chester, Pennsylvania to be exact. So we'll get into that one here in just a bit, but Madison Cruz has filed her report for the MLS six pack and here it is.
We have to talk about the Vancouver Whitecaps. You know, they're sitting atop of the Supporters Shield standings going into match day 8. I think they have been one of the funnest teams in MLS to watch so far because they're a team, I think, you keep looking at their luck and you think it's going to run out, and then it just never does. They lead MLS with 17 goals scored and own a plus 11 goal differential, which is 5 better than the next closest team, which is San Diego, who they have a plus 6. I think the Whitecaps are so interesting, especially when you look at the way they've been playing, not only here, but in the CONCACAF Champions Cup, which they're going to be dealing with that going into next Thursday as they prepare to host the Inter Miami, you know, Messi and friends and everything. I think it'll be interesting to see how they fare this weekend as they travel to Energizer Park to take on St. Louis City. I'm interested to see how they balance that, but only 8 teams in league history have recorded a goal differential of plus 13 or better in their first 9 matches of the season. So it'll be interesting to see how the Whitecaps keep things going, especially heading into this weekend. My next take also does also include more about the Whitecaps, and it has to talk about Brian White. I mean, he sits atop the Golden Boot race, and, you know, he has scored 6 this season and has at least 1 goal in 3 of his last 4 games across all competitions. He's someone that is so fun to watch. I have really enjoyed watching him as a striker. I think him and what he's brought to the Whitecaps up top is phenomenal. And the fact that he's so consistent day in and day out, it's so incredible. And, you know, he's looking to keep things going, especially going up against St. Louis this Saturday. I think with a pair of goals on Saturday, you know, he could become the 5th player in league history and the first since 2019 to score 6 goals over a 2-game span. And, you know, it's entirely possible that he could do it. I have no doubt in my mind that he could. I really love watching Brian White. This Vancouver Whitecap team is just so fun to watch. And I really have enjoyed watching everything that they have brought to the table this season. And, You know, maybe their luck is not due to run out anytime soon, and maybe we'll see some magic happen across MLS and across Vancouver. My last point, I think, has to talk about the infamous matchup. It's the battle of the unbeaten teams in Columbus Crew and Inter Miami. Inter Miami is going to go to Columbus to face them at 4:30 p.m. on Saturday. And, you know, they're expected to shatter the largest home record in club history for the Columbus Crew, with over 60,000 fans anticipated to attend. I think this matchup is something special, because you have two teams. You got Columbus Crew and Wilfred Nancy, and then you have Inter Miami and Mascherano. I mean, what he has done in Miami is impeccable. You know, I was one that really questioned it at the very beginning, bringing him in, but he has, I completely can say that I was completely wrong. I mean, he's transformed this team into something that is just so fun to watch. It's so incredible what they've done, not only defensively and offensively, and I think they're better defensively in what they've been able to do. I mean, this marks the fourth time that unbeaten teams have squared off against each other after playing at least five games, and with the most recent coming in 2017, which was Sporting Kansas City and FC Dallas. And it's, you know, these are two teams that really could take the front, especially with the Eastern Conference frontrunners and how they have stood this season. I think just both of these teams, it's so interesting as to how it could all shape out. I could see it going two ways. I could see it being a crazy, crazy game where it's multiple goals scored and everything. I could see one team coming out. I could see the other maybe not. I don't know. I really don't know for this one. I think this one could be a really, really high-stake one. But you look at the Eastern Conference, Columbus currently sits right up top of the Eastern Conference with 18 points and a record of 5-0-3. And then you have Inter Miami, who are currently fourth in the Eastern Conference. They have 15 points, and they have an overall record of 4-0-3. So we'll see. Will they both teams remain unbeaten? Will one of them have an opportunity to take over and be the only unbeaten team in MLS? We'll find out on Saturday at 4:30 p.m. I'm really excited for this one. This one's going to be a fun one to stick around and see what happens. But, you know, that was my, you know, half of the six-pack. So we'll see what else Jason has up in store with what he has to talk about with MLS. But it's really going to be a fun weekend of soccer. Just every single game, you have 15 games happening all at once on Saturday. So it's going to be a fun afternoon, fun evening. So make sure you have all of your snacks, you have all your drinks, you get a six pack ready, and, you know, make sure you're ready for some MLS soccer.
Thanks, Maddie. And let's pick up and go backwards from that. The game in Cleveland. It's fascinating just first because it's in Cleveland. It's Columbus and Miami, two unbeaten teams, two teams that one we expected to be at this stage in the Eastern Conference at the beginning of the season in terms of Miami. Columbus, we did not have them here with what they lost in the offseason with Cucho Hernandez going to Real Betis late in the preseason. Thought it was going to take them some time to readjust. Thought they were going to need to get some personnel in sooner rather than later. Well, they've added Daniel Gazdag. They're still unbeaten. And Wilfred Nancy has shown that, look, he's the best coach in Major League Soccer. And he continues to get it done. A lot of people are going to take a lot of things out of this match. I do want to see how Miami approaches it, because they go to Vancouver on Thursday night. First leg of the CONCACAF Champions Cup semifinal. I want to see if guys get rested. I want to see how this goes. It will be a big occasion in Cleveland. I want to see if the Columbus Crew can keep the maybe more event kind of fan base that might be at this game. If Columbus can win them over and get them going there and prevent them from getting behind Messi and friends in the pink shirts. It's going to be a challenge, and I think this game is a good, you know, quarter pole test for both of these teams. But Miami does have to consider what they do on Thursday. They do have to consider the minutes that these guys have played, and that could affect how they handle things in this one. Vancouver, as Maddie talked about, has been one of the revelations of the season. Brian White has continued to do what he does. He, right now, I would say, should be starting for the U.S. men's national team when it comes to the Gold Cup this summer. Patrick Adjiman might have something to say about that, but Brian White has been as impressive of a forward who can represent the United States as anybody else in the world, and he should get that opportunity. Can he continue to do this for a Vancouver team that has been scoring up until this very recent point, kind of by committee? They've been getting this done without Ryan Gault. They've been getting this done with other injuries. They've been getting it done with a variety of contributors and with a new manager. And look, it's all a big surprise when it comes to Vancouver. Can they handle not looking ahead to Thursday? They have the home leg first. They have to maximize this home leg. I don't see Miami as a team that's going to go on the road and sit and defend and just try to wait for their home leg. Could they be a little cagier in Vancouver? Sure. You've got a lot of experienced players in that group. But Vancouver's got to go out and maximize Thursday. So I think the Whitecaps are going to really have that in mind in their match this weekend. A couple of other things for me in MLS this weekend that I wanted to get into. I'll come back to Atlanta and Philadelphia. Charlotte and San Diego. Charlotte has won 7 in a row at home in the regular season, dating back to last year. They have won all 4 so far this season at Bank of America Stadium. It truly has become a fortress for Charlotte. And this is a team that, you know, you look at the way that they play under Dean Smith, it's not the most expansive style of play, but it's effective. This is a team that defends first. They finally got a left back in now. Tim Ream is back into the middle. That makes them better overall. Patrick Adjumann is a guy who can make something happen out of nothing with his physicality. And Pep Biel, a player that, you know, there were a lot of comments being made about not wanting to bring him back. Pep Biel's been as good as anybody else in Major League Soccer. And yeah, he's not on a designated player deal this season, but he was talented last year. He's the one who can provide the little moments of magic for Charlotte that needs it, because this is a team that is more conservative by nature. You've got to have somebody like Biel who can make things happen in those moments where you need it. San Diego, you know, I think we're still getting to know what Mikey Veras is going to be in this league. I think we're still getting to know what this team will be. It's their, you know, first season existing, so we don't really have a great read on San Diego yet. But what has jumped out to me is they've got 2 wins out of 4 on the road. They can go into Charlotte and cause problems. I feel like Charlotte is not going to lose. They might not win, but I don't think they're going to lose this one at home against San Diego. And it's another opportunity for San Diego to step up and show that this is a legit contender in the West. Seattle and Nashville is another game that I find interesting, just because it's one of those matchups with a team in Nashville that hasn't been around all that long. It's a matchup we haven't seen all that much. And one of the crazier things about it is Seattle has never scored against Nashville. Nashville is unbeaten in 3 games against the Sounders, and the Sounders have no goals against Nashville. Both teams were on losing streaks that they broke last week. Seattle, with the win over Dallas, they didn't give up a shot on target. It's the first time we've done that since 2023. They're unbeaten in 10 successive home games in all competitions going back to last September. Nashville has been so up and down this year. They started poorly, then they had a 3-game winning streak, then they went cold again. Now they get a comeback win over RSL. It's the first time they've come from behind in 15 regular season games. Can they find some consistency? That's the challenge for Nashville, is BJ Callahan and what he wants this team to be. It is not taking to the group consistently yet. And that gives me a little bit of a pause in this. Seattle has had a ton of injuries. They were a team that I expected to be the class of the Western Conference, but they can't be with the injuries that they've had. Are they going to be able to get the job done at home against Nashville? I don't think it's going to be a pretty one, but I do think the Sounders can take care of business and get their first goal ever against Nashville. Minnesota and Dallas is another game that is on my mind. Minnesota's a team that, one, I need to see a little bit more of. Eric Ramsey has them playing in a way that absolutely does not value having the ball. They have less than 38% of possession right now. But look, they haven't lost since opening day. And that has to give you some positive momentum going into this one against Dallas, who's trying to bounce back after a loss to Seattle. The problem for Dallas is Petr Musa, their top guy up top, so talented, can score goals, can create opportunities, just a dangerous player in a lot of different ways. He's going to miss out with an ankle sprain, unlikely to even travel to Minnesota. That opens the door for Logan Farrington. Farrington's a little more direct. And this is a Dallas team under Eric Quill that, you know, we saw come into Atlanta and give Atlanta problems. It's a team that we saw in preseason as well against Atlanta. And I think they're another one that, kind of like BJ Callahan in Nashville, I think they're a work in progress. And I don't think we're seeing what they will be just yet. And that should help Minnesota in this situation. Now, Dallas is a team that I think if you give them 62% of the ball and they have everything figured out and they're at full strength, I don't like my chances. I don't like being in that situation against a team with Lucho Acosta. I don't like being in that situation against a team with Petr Musa, with Anderson Julio, but Dallas isn't going to be at full strength. Minnesota will get the job done at home. Portland is another team that, you know, look, coming into the season, you had hot seat lists and Phil Neville was on it. Well, not anymore. They're unbeaten in their last five. Kevin Kelsey scored twice for the Timbers in their 4-2 win over Kansas City last weekend. They get LAFC, and the news today with LAFC and Steve Cherundolo is that he's walking away at the end of the season. I talked about it on SDH AM this morning. I feel like Cherundolo has gotten more and more and more conservative as the seasons have gone on in Los Angeles. And it's a surprise from, you know, what we knew of him as a player and what LAFC was as a club before Cherundolo arrived. I didn't expect them to go in this direction and this hard into this direction. They're just not a fun team to watch right now. I wonder what happens with LAFC the rest of the season, and I wonder what happens with LAFC in the future. Is it purely about winning? Is it purely about win at all costs, we don't care? Or are you going to see LAFC feel like we have to play in a certain manner befitting of a club of our stature? Because it's been disappointing to see them play in the way that they have, to be perfectly honest, and with some of the attacking talent that they have had and what we saw from them in the past. And I don't know why that is the case. It'd be a really interesting conversation with Cherundolo as to where they're going to go and what they're going to do and why things have turned the way that they have for LAFC. I also wonder what the response is going to be this weekend to that news. You know, is it something that he's talked about with the team? Is it something that's been known internally for a little bit? Is it not? Is it a shock to the system for LAFC in this game? I'm fascinated to see how they handle things in Portland on the weekend. I don't think they handle it well. I think the Timbers take care of business. This is a Portland team that is just too strong, and they will handle that kind of potential distraction for LAFC. A couple other bits of news off the field that I want to touch on before we wrap up this edition of MLS Six Pack on the SDH Network. Oscar Pareja, new contract in Orlando, well-deserved. But now I wonder what the expectation is for this contract for Pareja. He took over in Orlando in a club that had not won anything, and he's won something. He's won the Lamar Hunt U.S. Open Cup with them now. He got them to the Eastern Conference Final last year. Is that the expectation now going forward for this Orlando team? Conference Finals and more. Is it, you know, the expectation to compete for MLS Cup? Is it the expectation to compete for Leagues Cup? Open Cup, if you're in that. Supporter Shield. Are these the expectations for Orlando now that you've given Pareja another contract to do it? I do feel like it has to go up. The expectation level has to go up for Orlando. I think the spending is going to have to go up to accompany that. I think the overhaul of the back end of the team, center back and goalkeeper, is going to have to accompany that over the next year or two. Galese, I think, still has got some time in him. Robin Janssen, Rodrigo Schlegel, I don't think that's a center back duo of a team that should have increased expectations. Very curious to see what things look like in Orlando as you go. You're getting, I think, one of the best managers locked up in the league for another contract, which is a good thing. You are a team that is very good. But if you look at the East and you think about Miami, you think about Columbus, Is Orlando in that conversation? I think they're a step behind that. And I want to see if either, and I don't think it's on Pareja to be able to pull a magic trick and fix that. I think you're going to have to give him a little bit more to work with. And that's going to require some spending. And we will see if that happens for this Orlando City team with Oscar Pareja in charge. Speaking of spending, Kevin De Bruyne. Name has been bandied around a little bit since he's going to leave Manchester City at the end of the season, and he's going to come potentially to Major League Soccer. Miami has the rights to him in terms of the discovery, but he'll go where he wants to go. I'm not necessarily worried about that. If somebody has to buy the rights from Miami, they'll buy the rights from Miami. That'll happen. Chicago has been mentioned. Seems like Chicago is in the driver's seat, according to Paul Tenorio, according to others. New York City has been mentioned. You have the City Football Group connection there. Chicago's the interesting one. Miami just can't put him on a designated player deal. And De Bruyne would have to turn down a lot of money to go there. You know, would he? I don't know. I'm not so sure that he would. I don't know if he should. DC United's name has come up as well, according to Ben Steiner of SI Soccer, and that's craziness to me. That feels completely out of left field. I just don't see why that would even be a possibility. New York City is less of a possibility than the others, in my opinion, even with the City Football Group connections. I think Chicago's the one who would be the most willing to pay the most money and try to make the biggest splash. And Greg Berhalter would be definitely a big part of that conversation as the sporting director and head coach. Joe Mansueto has the money to spend. And maybe after what we saw last weekend with Miami and Chicago and 62,000 fans, Kevin De Bruyne is not going to draw 62,000 fans to Soldier Field. Don't get me twisted here. But Kevin De Bruyne would be a statement of intent for a Chicago team that is improved under Greg Berhalter and a Chicago team that, to be who a market like Chicago will respond to be a team like that, you got to spend that kind of money. And bringing in De Bruyne, who is not what he used to be, but he is still extremely good. And if you're going to invest in him and you're going to put the pieces around him to let him do what he does, let him cook, I think you've...
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet, and the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned, and way more sales going So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Got the kind of team that can do it. I do. And I think you've got the kind of manager who can structure a group to get that done. Feels like Chicago makes the most sense. Unless Kevin just wants to play with Lionel Messi and Sergio Busquets and Jordi Alba and Luis Suarez. And if he does, you can twist things around and you can make a TAM deal and it can maybe turn into a DP deal next season. Maybe one of them don't come back. I don't know. I would be looking at Busquets because I feel like he is the one that is an issue for Miami in the long run. Now, De Bruyne doesn't fix that issue. Don't get me wrong. I would be very curious to see how you would play it if you're Javier Mascherano and you add another older player who is not able to run as much. Because I think one of the things that he's been able to do, even with two of those guys in the attack, in Messi and in Suarez, Mascherano has been able to get other guys in positions to allow them to be more aggressive, higher up the field, and defend. That's been cool to see from just a tactical standpoint. It's been really impressive to see what Mascherano has done. Can you do that with one more player like that in the group? I'm not so sure that you can. I think Miami's a better team if they address different things in the long run. I think De Bruyne makes them more unbalanced like they were last year. Chicago feels like the fit if he wants to go to Chicago and be the face of that team. I don't know if that's what he wants to do. I'm not sure if he wants to do all the media and all the public speaking and all the community things that will be part of that gig. If he goes there, I hope that he's ready for that aspect of it. I think that's where he will end up. I don't know if Saudi Arabia is going to be appealing to him. I don't know if there's any other spots in the world that can really truly get his attention. Chicago can be the most money, the biggest opportunity, and I think the most fascinating landing spot for Kevin De Bruyne. We'll see if it gets done. That'll do it for this edition of the MLS Six Pack. Like I said, 15 games on Saturday, a very busy schedule around Major League Soccer. Every team getting on the board on Saturday. It will start in the afternoon and it will go until the games out west are done. Going to be very hectic around Major League Soccer. I'll run through them really quick. It starts at 1:45 Eastern, Austin hosting LA Galaxy. Columbus hosting Miami in Cleveland at 4:30. Then a whole bunch of 7:30 games. One of those is Philadelphia hosting Atlanta. You can listen starting at 6:30 for pregame coverage on 92.9 The Game and the Odyssey app. Your other 7:30 games, Montreal hosting Orlando, Charlotte and San Diego, New England hosting NYC, Red Bulls hosting DC in a rivalry match, Seattle hosting Nashville. That's 7:30 Eastern, so an afternoon kick in Seattle. Chicago and Cincinnati start the 8:30 games, along with Houston and Colorado, Minnesota hosting Dallas, St. Louis hosting Vancouver. 9:30, just the one, RSL hosting Toronto. We have new ownership in Toronto. It's not ownership that's new to Salt Lake City. It is the former Utah Jazz owners with the Miller Sports Group that are now the owners of RSL and the Utah Royals. I think that is a great, great move for RSL. The late games, Portland hosting LAFC and San Jose hosting Kansas City. We'll be back next week with another edition of MLS Six Pack to recap what we saw and to preview another week of action around Major League Soccer. Y'all have a good weekend and enjoy the matches and enjoy your six pack responsibly.
Some people follow the rules, but where's the fun in that? I'm Soraya, and this is Rule Breakers, the podcast where we celebrate the rebels, the risk takers, and the ones who make their own way. Every week, I sit down with the boldest voices in sports, entertainment, and beyond to talk about breaking barriers, defying expectations, and rewriting the rules. No limits, no apologies, just real talk. Follow and listen to Rule Breakers with Soraya, an Odyssey podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.